Welcome to Real Talk Friday with your hosts Rohan Das and Gus Urban.
In this groundbreaking podcast segment, we delve deep into the lives of individuals whose journey has been profoundly transformed by their faith. From the trial of adversity to the triumph of redemption, we explore real stories, real people, whose encounter with God has reshaped their existence.
Join us as we embark on a candid and enlightening journey where authenticity meets spirituality every Friday on Real Talk Friday, part of Logan City Christian Church.
Hello and welcome to Real Talk Friday. Finally, Gus. Finally, this is our first episode that we've been planning for a long time. And I'm so excited.
Yeah, no, we're here. We've, like you said, a lot of planning, a lot of discussing and dreaming as well.
Oh, for sure.
And we're here. So welcome, everyone. It's great to have you join us. It's going to be a fantastic time. Looking forward to it.
Amazing. You know, I thought of the first episode and I thought we should get a speaker. But then again, I thought our listeners would also like to know us.
Yeah, that's right.
So let's spend some time telling our listeners who we are, because they might hear us and not know who exactly we are, our journey with Christ, our journey throughout our life that has brought us to this stage that we are recording this podcast.
Mm.
So let's just talk about ourselves and let's just dive deep into it, because we don't want to be talking for a long time.
No, that's right.
And just have a very short podcast, but also very relevant podcast.
Yeah, no, that's right. I think just... yeah, keeping it real is what we do. It's Real Talk Friday.
Well said,
so let's
Gus.
Keep it real.
Well said. So let's start with you,
yep.
Gus. Tell us a little about yourself and what you do with the Logan City Christian Church. To pretend I don't know you. Of course, I know you, but just pretend you don't know me.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, well, I'm full-time associate pastor at Logan City Christian Church. My parents are senior pastors.
Oh, wow.
I've been ministering in this church since 13 years of age, started up on stage on a drum kit and have been serving God ever since. So, yeah, we work as a great team, myself, my parents. And it's just really, really good.
That's amazing. You know, I also grew up in a very church environment, if you say
that.
Yeah. My parents are also in ministry. But I grew up in Kenya, not in Australia.
Yeah,
so
wow.
It's a bit of a different journey there.
Oh, for sure.
But I think, you know, we are all one in Christ and we have the same Christian culture, which is what kind of helps us grow in Christ and helps us, because, you know, we might see different cultures, but when I look at Christians, no matter where I go in this world, I always see the same culture.
Well, that's right. Yeah. And it's funny because you are actually of Indian descent.
Yes.
Growing up in Kenya.
Yeah.
And I'm Aussie. I was born in Beaudesert, a little country town.
Not far away from here.
No, not too far. I grew up in a real, a real country feel sort of thing. I love the bush. I love going out west. And so we are two totally different people.
Yeah.
Yet because of Christ,
yes,
we're brothers. We get along. We do a podcast together. It's just God.
It is God. A little bit about myself. Of course, as you said, I'm of Indian descent. Born in India. My parents, my mom at that point was working for the Assemblies of God in Kolkata.
Mm-hmm.
Which is also known as Calcutta, but after independence, they changed it to Kolkata, which is, I'm not a fan of that word. I preferred Calcutta.
We got some history for our viewers there.
yeah, just a little bit of a history. So I grew up there, and then we moved to Kenya, moved to Mombasa first, which is a coastal town in Kenya.
Oh, yeah, yep.
On the eastern coast.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful time there on the beach.
Yes.
I don't know that. I believe Kenya also has beautiful beaches there. Parts of Diani, which is on the northern, I think it's north of Mombasa, place called Diani, beautiful beach, and also Mombasa. So growing up there, it was different.
Mm-hmm.
I face a lot of identity issues because, as you may know, I'm an Indian living in Kenya.
Yeah.
And then I didn't know what to call myself because I never knew the culture that was in India. Like, I never grew up in that kind of you know, cultural environment.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I grew up more in a very Kenyan culture, but yet I felt that I was a bit excluded.
Yeah, righto.
Because I didn't fit in.
Yep, yep.
But you see, it took me a while to realize that I have an identity in Christ.
There you go.
Which helped me so much.
Yeah.
But yes, growing up in Mombasa, and then we moved to Nairobi.
Yeah, righto.
At that point, we used to call the church Nairobi Pentecostal Church, which now changed to Seatham. That's the church my parents actually work with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing that journey of how the church started off with a tent and now it's a huge building.
Yeah, that's incredible.
It's God.
Yeah, yeah, it's absolutely. God.
But growing up, I've had, you know, encounters where I didn't really want to be part of, you know, that Christian environment because I felt that was not cool.
Yeah.
And like any other teenage boy, you want to party and you want to be, you know, accepted by other friends, which is always the case. But I remember there was a mission trip that I went to through the church.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very, I think that changed my perspective a lot. So in this mission trip, we went to a county called Muranga County,
mm-hmm.
which is just north of Nairobi, I believe. And in Muranga County, in this village, it's amazing how people live. They're not far away from the city, but yet they have this very rural kind of lifestyle, or village lifestyle, I would say.
Like tribal-looking type of, is it, or...?
It's just like... Let's put it this way, they're living 20 years in the past.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, but yet, like, it's not far away from the city. It would take me 1 hour to get there.
Yeah, okay.
So, when I went to this village, we had a crusade.
Yeah.
And I went with a couple of youth from our church and young adults and some pastors, and we said we're going to have, like, a crusade.
Mm-hmm,
like
cool.
A Billy Graham crusade kind
style.
Of thing.
Yeah, go for it, yeah.
And when I went there, because there's three villages at that point. So we were in the main Muranga village, Muranga County village. I can't remember what the village was called, but there were three neighboring villages. So we had to go basically to this one of these villages and kind of call people and say, we're going to have a crusade, we're going to have food, because, of course, food is a great incentive.
It gets everybody.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. Even in Kenya, it's of course, because of a lot of poverty and
and
lack of, you know, food sometimes in families that they do want, they love when it's a free meal.
Oh,
who
course.
Doesn't?
Like, well, that's right. We all do. So,
but we went to different villages to call people to come to this crusade, which was held on a Sunday. So we were doing it on a Saturday. My friend and I, we went to one of the neighboring village. And while walking, you know, Kenya is known for the soil, which is pretty muddy. And that cracked my shoe because I was told to take boots, but I ignored that. So I started wearing like a joggers or something. And cracked the joggers. So I went to this town and I was trying to look for someone who could repair the shoe.
Mm-hmm.
So there was only one shop there. And when I went to the shop, there was this guy, his name was Kamau. And I still remember him because he was the only one who actually knew English, but not that well. But he knew English. And I asked him, like, how do you know good English? He told me Jackie Chan. I was like, I'm pretty sure he doesn't speak English. But I reckon he meant like Hollywood.
Yeah, okay.
And he used to watch a lot of movies. I could see a TV screen there. So he was just repairing my shoe. And for some reason, I thought maybe I should share with him this crusade we are having.
Yeah.
So I asked him, Kamau, do you know Jesus? He's like, I have heard of that man, but I'm not great with my accent. But he did say something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, well, if you want to come tomorrow, there's a beautiful crusade that we have set up, which has meal and you get to hear about Jesus and everything, and he's given his life for you. So he's like, oh. That man has given my... Who is this man?
Yeah,
it sounds very important.
Yeah.
He actually was very inquisitive about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I gave him like a leaflet or a flyer that had some information, and we had like a Kikuyu Bible, which is like the tribal language Bible.
Oh, wow.
And just this New Testament one. Gave it to him.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, okay, I will come. So the next day, I was not expecting him, of course. I thought he's not going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
But he did.
Yeah, cool.
And I have this picture with me that I always keep on my phone, which I'll definitely show whoever is listening and want to see this.
Yeah.
He wore a suit.
Oh, wow.
And a tie and pants, but he had no shoes. He had like the really weirdest and the oldest shoe he could. And considering he repairs shoes, I thought he would have good shoes.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, that's right.
So I went up to him and said, Kamau, welcome. You're here. And he said, yes, I have come. And I said, wow, look at you. You're well dressed, better dressed than me. Because I was just wearing like shorts or something at that point. And he said, yes. You know what I did, Mr. Rohan? I had some savings. I was trying to buy a bicycle. But I thought this man who has given my life, given his life for me,
yeah.
he deserves a lot more. So he actually went that day. He took his savings that he was saving up to buy a bicycle.
My goodness.
Went and bought a suit.
That's crazy.
And he didn't have any more money to buy a good shoe for himself. So he just used the shoe that he already had and repaired. And it really...
So all of his life savings into a suit to meet Jesus. That's just incredible.
It is incredible. And, you know, the scripture that comes into my mind is when, you know, there's treasures, when you have treasures in heaven.
Yep.
It's a parable.
Yep.
And you give everything you have
all
to get that
have.
Treasure.
That's right. Yeah.
And that is what I learned from Kamau. And that was, fast forwarding, he's doing really well.
Oh, cool.
He has two bicycles. He's happy.
Yeah, wow. Yeah,
and
he
was planning to buy one. And I think a lot of people in our church donated towards, you know, giving him a bicycle, giving him a proper house. You know, he has a family now.
Awesome.
But it's just his dedication to the Word of God.
Yeah.
Even not knowing about it,
he
still gave whatever he had
to
come to Christ.
Yeah,
that was a point that I actually questioned my life.
Wow. So you reaching out to him, like you've got something to give, to offer this man, his life actually brings question on your own faith.
Yeah.
Where isn't that funny how God works?
It's amazing how God works. And, you know, even through this trip, this mission trip, it might have been for a few days, but it really has helped me because I saw a lot of generosity within the people in that village. They don't give money. They only give things like fruits, vegetables, their crops that they've harvested for the week. And, you know, I was sitting there and when, you know, the altar call was coming, people were giving, you know, gifts and they gave fruit. So I asked the pastor, like, why are they giving food and corn and oil? And
and
he said, this is a form of tithe that they give us because they can't afford money.
Wow.
But when I saw the amount that they give is way more. They said they give almost 50 to 60% of what they have.
No way.
And I question myself sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I question, would I be ever that generous?
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think so.
No,
I'm sorry. Like, I, in all honesty, I'm not as generous as them.
No, well, I don't give 50, 60%. I can guarantee you that.
Yeah.
So, and I consider myself to be very honoring and generous with finances and tithes to God and offerings and missions and all that. But it's nowhere near that. I can guarantee you.
It was an eye opener.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy that God actually put me in that place.
Oh, for sure.
During that season of my life where I actually saw these things. It revealed to me. I was very emotional.
Yeah.
I can be very emotional at some point.
Yeah.
But that helped me.
Yeah.
And I, you know, our listeners, I would really suggest them to go to places like this that they can actually see how people, you know, give all they have to God. Like Kamau, for him, for, you know, an example, he gave all the money he saved up for a bike. It could be us saving up for a house or something.
Oh, wow.
Imagine giving it all just to come to that crusade dressed up well because he knows the importance of God and he knows the importance of Jesus giving his life for us.
Yeah, no, that's right.
And that is amazing.
Yeah.
And that is like a turning point in my life at in Kenya where I was like, wow, I want to be in ministry. I want to do that.
I guess on the other hand, it's sort of like you and I both grew up in church.
Yeah.
My family started going to church when I was 6, so very, very young. So we both know church from a very young age. And I guess what we can experience is, what's the word? Where we just get used to church and used to God and
100%
used to sermons, and we get used to praise and worship, where we can treat it lightly and really lose the depth of Christ and what he's done for us.
For sure.
I think God and his grace really allows us to go through these experiences where, you know, we can truly understand and I guess refresh in a way all the good things God has done.
It's like a reality check.
That's it. Yeah.
But yeah, so that was my journey in Kenya. And then, of course, I came to, Australia. But before Australia, I went to do my studies. I studied in a British school.
Yeah.
Of course, kept on doing the worst decisions I could that did not please God.
Yeah.
It's definitely a journey.
For sure.
I wouldn't say, oh, I was transformed into this new being.
Yeah.
It did take some time. Yeah. It did take some time for me to get baptized and reborn in Christ.
Yep.
But when I did, it's a decision that I will always kind of keep deep into my heart because that was the best decision I've ever made.
Yeah. Yep.
And God has worked through me. At the moment, I work in a medical field now, a lot of clinical research. And also I'm doing Bible school.
There you go.
Which is amazing because I'm working with Logan City Christian Church at the moment in a lot of aspect of media, which is why we started this podcast.
Which is why we're here and what we're doing right now. So
It's amazing how God's been working on that. But yeah, that's a little bit about myself. There's a lot more. There might be one episode where I talk a lot more about me, my life, and go deep into my life. But I will keep that short for now because this is just an introduction. There's so much more.
Oh, we could talk for days, really. Like even the times when you and I meet up at McDonald's or whatever, and we can be there all day. But listeners, we won't keep you here all day. So
yes, for sure. I think it's very important that we keep this brief and very relevant. And that's what we want this podcast
exactly.
to be. Very relevant.
Yeah, exactly right.
So Gus, coming to you, do you have any kind of journeys that brought you closer to Christ? Like something like the Kamau and my story. Do you have something like that has ever brought you closer to Christ?
Yeah, like what you said, we can have incredible experiences, but it's still an ongoing journey. It doesn't just start from one incredible experience and the rest of your life is heaven on earth.
100%,
It's a real journey. Like I said, our family started going to church when I was 6 years old. My mum was a believer, my dad wasn't. And God did an incredible work in the lives of both my parents. They became pastors. And so I've grown up in church, as I've already said. But I remember when I was 13 years of age, I got born again at home. I wasn't at any youth ministry. I wasn't at a church service or anything like that. I was actually home with a friend. And I remember there was this Christian movie, and I felt that I needed to watch this Christian movie. And when you've got a friend over and you've got a PlayStation up in your room, you know it's God that's calling you to watch a Christian movie. Yeah. So
PlayStation's tempting you, definitely.
Well, that's right. Exactly right. But in my heart, I knew I had to watch this movie. I watched this movie about the rapture of the church, and the Holy Spirit moved so powerfully on me where it was such a miracle, an absolute transformation, where God touched my life in such a real way. He opened my eyes. I could see spiritually, like myself being dark and then being made clean by the blood of Jesus. I saw that come over my body. It was Incredible. Yet later on through high school, you sort of fall away and get led away and distracted and all these things. But by the age of 17, I was working full time. And yeah, it was just that stirring where, I was committed to God.
Amen.
And like I said, it's not committed and perfect and done everything right since. It's just taking that journey seriously and it's, making mistakes along the way, but I'm following God.
Amen to that.
So that's basically where it's, and now I'm in the ministry full time and it's such a blessing, and everything that I have, I try and pass on to the kids and youth on Friday nights. And
amazing, yeah. I've seen amazing work being done by Logan City Christian Church.
Yeah, and absolutely.
That's when I first came, it came during a New Year's Eve service, and I had no idea how you guys are affiliated with Kenya. And it's so heartwarming, and I feel God's actually put me in the right place right now.
Yeah.
And he's definitely orchestrated certain events to happen and definitely put me on that day during a Christmas Eve of 2023 going to 2024.
New Year's Eve.
So not Christmas Eve. But he did put me in that situation, and he put me right here in this place. And that's for a reason.
Yeah, for sure.
And I see great things being done by this church. Pastor Rob, amazing man.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I love what they do, your mom and dad, for this church. It's truly amazing. And also with the, you know, with the aid program that they're having in Kenya, which is the United World Ministries.
Yeah. Such a big outreach there.
Such amazing work. And I also thank the congregation, because without their support on this, nothing would have happened.
Exactly right, yeah.
So definitely our listeners here, they're supporting so much of this program, and, you know, God's opening so many doors. And
That's right.
And I'd encourage them to continue to support us in this.
Yeah, for sure.
We see God taking us to so many places, not even in Kenya, but many parts of Africa, many parts of the world.
Yeah.
And I think God's really doing something.
Well, that's right. I mean, like, we spend a lot of time in Kenya, but we're in quite a lot of the other countries in Africa as well.
Yeah.
In India and other places around the world. And we're sort of just really starting to get off the ground with this. There's so much potential there in United World Ministries. Just with running the church, running United World Ministries, which my parents have been doing for quite a few years now, I'm just glad to be part of it and serving God and serving them as well. And God's brought you along, and there's many other people that God's bringing in, and it's just a very exciting time.
Yeah, amen to that. God's working in so many mysterious ways.
Yeah, mysterious ways for sure, but good ways.
Yes. But yeah, thank you for sharing, and I really love, you know, this podcast, that we can actually share a lot of things in a safe environment and, you know, have our listeners praying for us.
Yeah, for sure.
And we would encourage our listeners praying for this podcast, and also to share this podcast with family and friends, because it's important that we reach out to the ends of the world.
That's right.
Because we want Jesus to come.
That's right. It's easy to do that with the internet.
Exactly.
Hence why we're here.
But first of all, thank you for sharing. And
thank you.
And appreciate what you do here, your parents too. And
thank you.
Everyone that supports, you know, Logan City Christian Church and the United World Ministries. We want to thank them for what they do. And yeah, so we'll keep this podcast short and we will end it right here. But thank you again, everyone. Please subscribe to our channel on YouTube, because we'll also be posting a podcast there.
Yep.
And also keep following our socials. We'll give some more information on who our guest speaker is going to be.
That's right.
And what we're going to do with this podcast. So stay tuned, guys. Thank you for joining us. We're going to pray for all of you guys that are listening, that you may be blessed with this. Thank you.
Amen.
As we conclude our episode of Real Talk Friday, we extend our heartfelt gratitude to all our listeners for joining us on this enlightening journey.
But our journey doesn't end here. Join us every Friday as we continue to uncover the real stories of real people, where authenticity intersects with spirituality in profound ways. Together, we'll navigate the complexities of life, finding inspiration and hope in the remarkable narrative shared within the walls of Logan City Christian Church.
Thank you for tuning in, and until next time, may your faith journey be filled with grace, understanding, and the unwavering presence of God. Stay tuned for more Real Talk every Friday on Real Talk Friday.